Unit 7. Recording 10.
In the studio today, we have the novelist David Bardrath, whose most recent book, A Woman Alone, was published last week. Welcome to the programme, David.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, David, you came relatively late to writing, didn't you?
Well, I suppose I'd always been a writer, poems, short stories and so on, but only my close family had read anything I'd written until I had my first novel published in my early 40s.
And how did you feel about that?
Oh, it felt fantastic having my first book published.
At that time, you were a primary school teacher in your native Scotland. At what stage did you leave teaching?
Until my third novel was published, I was happy to teach during the day and write in the evening and at weekends, but I found that there wasn't enough time to do both as well as I wanted to, so I left teaching and I started writing professionally. Some of my close friends thought I was mad to give up my job, and I was greatly relieved that my subsequent book sold quite well.
So no regrets about leaving teaching?
Oh, it was the most difficult decision imaginable. I'd worked at the same school for about 15 years, and I felt bad leaving the children and also some very close colleagues and friends, but I still live near the school and I go back on every possible occasion.
Tell us something about the process of your writing. How carefully do you outline the story at the very beginning?
Before I start writing, I always know how a book is going to end, although I rarely have a clear idea at the beginning of how the characters will develop. As I write, gradually they grow into real people in my own mind, but sometimes even I'm surprised at how they turn out.
And what about your daily work routine?
I suppose I'm fairly disciplined in my writing. I'm generally up at about 7 in the morning, and I usually start work by about 8 o'clock. I work upstairs. We've converted our attic into a study. In the early stages of a new book, I'll often go to the city library in the afternoon to do some research.
You don't use the internet?
As a rule, I prefer finding information from books, and I only turn to the internet as a last resort.
Let's go on now to your latest novel, A Woman Alone. I was surprised to find it set in Norway.
Yes, I finished my previous book last January. I'd been feeling really tired and I was aware that I needed rest and a source of fresh ideas. I taught English in Sweden after I left university and I still speak Swedish quite well, but I hadn't been to Norway before. There are a lot of historical links between Norway and the north of Scotland, so I decided to spend some weeks there. Some of the geographical settings used in A Woman Alone are based on places I visited while I was travelling around.
And A Woman Alone seems to be more personal than many of your other works.
I'd already decided that I wanted to write about a single parent family. As you may know, my sister and I were brought up by my mother on her own. The mother in the story, Elsa, is very protective of her children, as was my own mother, but although they have certain common characteristics, Elsa is not really modelled on my mother. Elsa is quite a dominant figure and a woman susceptible to periods of depression, whereas my mother was a rather gentle woman and always calm.
And when you're researching and writing books, do you have time to read other people's novels?
I do, yes. One novelist I greatly admire is William Boyd. He writes simply but with great control of language. I've just finished his excellent novel, Restless. It's a quite remarkable story.
I'll certainly add that to my list of books to read. And what about your present writing project? What are you working on now?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you yet. I'm still sketching out the plot, so it's very much in the early stages.
I know there'll be a lot of people waiting eagerly to get hold of it. David Bardrath, thank you for talking to us.
My pleasure.